Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. Our next guest has appeared in over 100 films. It literally takes half a hard drive just to download his IMDb. He is currently seen as attorney Stan Guttery in the new mystery drama Guilt, airing Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central on Freeform. It is great to say hello to Billy Zane. Billy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ed. Good morning.
Good morning. It is a thrill to have you on. Now, Guilt, this sounds like quite a murder mystery. Now, I've seen it described as a soapy drama. Tell us all about it.
It's a whodunit at its heart.
Mm-hmm.
That is loosely based on the Amanda Knox case and true crime stories that seem to be very popular of late. It follows an American exchange student, a young girl who goes to London and goes a little deep into the art and DJ scene and into the underbelly, shall we say, only to emerge as a prime suspect in the murder of her roommate. Her sister, who's a prosecutor from the States, travels to London to bring her home, only to find that sis is locked up and under heavy scrutiny. They engage the services of a ethically challenged American defense attorney who's practicing in London, who collaborates with the prosecutor's sister to try to get her off. But what occurs is the emergence of multiple suspects, almost in an Agatha Christie-like spin, where you find out, everyone's guilty of something, but,
mm-hmm.
You'll find out at the end of 10 episodes, which one was guilty of murder. Who killed Molly Ryan is the big question that's aching throughout the piece, and we're 7 episodes in. You can play catch-up on the Freeform app or on Hulu, and it's thrilling to make. I have to say, it's one of my favorite roles I've played.
You know, it sounds great because of the level of involvement. I mean, I love shows that you have to think along with, to try to figure out, and you're part of it yourself. There is such a difference in screenwriting nowadays, especially in terms of television. And as you explained here with Guilt, stories are more involved, characters are more fleshed out. This has to be appreciated by the actors as well.
It is completely. You get a chance to really approach the arc, not only of the story and the three-act structure, in a slightly more, I think, elegant, natural sine wave, but the fabric of a character you get to really explore in even more, slightly more, realistic,
mm-hmm.
A realistic manner or context. It's great fun to play. As far as making it, we never knew, we were always, 2 episodes behind, so while we were in the throes of it, episodes 5 and 6, by the time we got to episode 9 and 10, we didn't know who did it, and that was really great fun, so we were appreciating it the way the audience, I think, is digesting it now.
You know, you've done so much theater as well in your career, including musical theater, the Broadway production of Chicago. Do you have a preference between screen or stage, and how does your personal process differ between the two?
Well, I like balancing antidotes and artistic expression. I'm also a painter, so,
right.
Singular expression is an antidote to art by committee, which filmmaking certainly is. You're making art with about 100 people. You do a piece of abstract painting, and it's you and the canvas. Theater, I find, is a similar kind of antidote of sorts, and film to theater. So about every 5 years, I'll get on the boards and do a show. I've been blessed to have done Broadway and the West End in London, and a performance of The Sound of Music with the Lyric Opera in Chicago, with the best of Broadway and the best of the opera world. Arguably one of the world's largest and most beautiful opera houses, kind of 3,600 people. That was mad. Getting to play Captain Von Trapp. But theaters, it's fabulous. It's like the most curious cocktail of abject terror and boredom.
Oh, sure.
Like, you're like, what could go wrong? Or, you know, I don't think I remember ever really getting prepared by the time that we started for some whatever reason.
When you're on stage, now each night when you go out there, you mentioned it's a brand new canvas. I would imagine, too, each performance when you're live on stage has its own nuance. The performance can go in a different direction as you relate with the actors. That's got to be tremendously enjoyable just because it's so organic on a night-to-night basis.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I'm a big fan of improv in any context, and but it's chemistry, really. It's like, you know, what did you have for lunch at the break? How does spicy food make you react? How do you, you know, did you sleep enough? How are you feeling? You know, what was that exchange you had? You can't help but carry these things into there. And if you're, you know, really trying to tap into where you're at, you have to, you know, deliver the mandate of the character in the context. But if you're, you know, the key is to tune in and deal with what is, you know, lock in with the other actors and respond accordingly to the truth they're throwing down. So you're all connected, but it can take its own life and turn.
You have appeared in so many projects over the years. The one that jumps out at me, and I would imagine many listening today, is as Cal Hockley in Titanic. Now, you play the ultimate villain. That's what I love about you. You can go to both ends of the spectrum. And I'm telling you, I'm sitting in that theater back in, what, January of 98, and I'm thinking, he's trying to keep Kate and Leo apart from each other. I really hope this guy drowns. Is that good or bad? How much do you love playing a villain?
It's such a pleasure. They're so fun. One, the challenge to actually try to bring understanding, not sympathy, but if you can mess with the audience a little bit by just trying to mine the humanity behind it, because then it become that much more of an obstacle to the romance or whatever. You know, the function of the villain becomes, I guess, that much more effective while you bring some flesh, you know, to the bones. And often that's not on the page, and you find that with the director and the other actors. And you find surprising things that you wouldn't normally expect. And if you can disarm an audience just for a second, go, oh, he's actually kind of funny, or oh, that's, I kind of feel for that dilemma, but then they undermine it with stupid behavior, or they infuriate you, curiously, because you get under their skin. Mm-hmm. You know, they're actually challenging themselves, going, why do I care about this guy? I shouldn't care about, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
So it becomes a really interesting thing to play with. I mean, you know where you stand with the hero. My new target and focus, I absolutely love the challenge of focusing on, you know, white hat hero. You know, we've been awash in anti-heroes for years now, and that kind of bores me. We've kind of done that. That bell's been rung.
Yeah.
I think we need to go back to, like, slightly more classic archetypes in the John Wayne and the Gary Cooper of it all, because they're important, you know what I mean? And they're easily forgotten because maybe they were considered corny, but, you know, the deficit pines for a return to that. So while playing the bad guy and enjoying the bad guy immensely, I'm looking forward to a new challenge.
Well, you know, you're one of the actors also that, since you've been in so many projects, you just tend to pop up. About 2 weeks ago, I'm watching Back to the Future, and I see this actor is part of Biff Tannen's crew, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, I look at my wife, I said, that's Billy Zane. And you know what? I was right. That was Billy Zane. So you just tend to pop up all over the place, at any place, at any time.
Like mold.
But it's funny, though. You start to take a look at somebody's IMDb and you scroll down and you look at some of these early roles and it's like, oh, that's right. I remember him or her from that. It's all part of it. Well, check out Billy the next time Back to the Future is on. But more importantly, check him out now in Guilt, airing Mondays at 9 Eastern, 8 Central on Freeform. Billy Zane, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Lovely chat, Ed. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. All right, so there he goes, folks. A little static there on the line, but we did the best we could to try to make that work. A really accomplished actor, and he has been around for quite a while. And he is one of those guys that, I mean, he really does practice acting as a craft. You could tell from that. And he is a tremendous stage actor as well. Broadway production of Chicago. He also talked about that he's an accomplished artist. He's had his own exhibitions over in Europe and in Los Angeles. So the guy truly is an artist in a lot of different ways. And the show Guilt, I actually took a look at one of the episodes. You can check it out, like he mentioned, on Hulu and on some of the other on-demand services. It is really old school. It is Agatha Christie and that whole type of thing. So it's really cool the way they're able to kind of just flesh out this whole plot and the way these characters develop. It really is a pretty neat project. So check it out, Guilt. Again, it's on Freeform. And if you don't know what Freeform is, it's what ABC Family used to be. So remember when they changed their name back around January 1st? Now it's Freeform, so you'll be able to find it on your cable box or your satellite box or even on your phone, wherever you want your stuff nowadays. So stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
Harrison with you. The actual sounds planets make as charged electromagnetic particles from solar winds bounce back to Earth, affecting our weather and communications from 2.8 million miles away. We've relied on the Mars Climate Orbiter to give our scientists a greater understanding of how natural forces work on our own planet. The Romans named Mars for their god of war, and human sacrifice was thought the only way to make Mars happy. Now we think Mars was once pummeled by floods and living water, but now we're sure life did exist as we look to rescue Earth through understanding its neighbors.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice, says William McCaskill, an ethicist at Oxford and Princeton.
Instead, he suggests, do something valuable. Research shows you'll be happier at work if what you do makes a difference in the lives of others.
Further research shows that the bigger the difference you feel you make, the better you'll perform. Better performance, of course, likely leads to better pay.
So where do you start? Stop trying to find yourself. It's too abstract. Stop fighting for money, fame, power, and status. There's too much competition. Instead, find a problem you can solve.
Then people will help you as you make a difference in the lives of others. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.